Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Rivalry Week on The Fan.
Here's the snap on second and 10. Pressure comes, throw the screen. Pretty good one, too, trying to get away. Jumping over a player to the 25-yard. Ball came out! The ball came out! Oregon has it! First down, Oregon!
As the Oregon State Beavers make their trip to Eugene for the Oregon Ducks.
I don't get anything out of it as a fan anymore. I know Oregon State doesn't want anything to do with the game anymore.
Not right now.
I borderline don't want to watch the game this year.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Dirt and Sprague. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
Yes, it is the final time you'll have it's to hear this song. Last time.
For 1 year.
On Rivalry Week. Kudlu's not happy with me. I just saw Kudlu's out there. He's yelling at me. I'm the evil empire. Left his school behind.
He openly talks about how garbage his own team is. He is like one of the Cougar fans, like, yeah, we're terrible.
He's going group of five Kudlu's on me. Angry. Lashing out.
He wants to fold up the football program and put all the money into hoops.
What I love about Kudlu's is that he's completely given up and he doesn't care anymore. But on the Friday of Apple Cup week, you know what he's wearing?
Yeah, it's
feisty. He's wearing a Coug polo. He's got a Coug polo on. He's ready.
I have a bet with Kudlu's on their over-under at Washington.
I will be right in the thick of things downtown Seattle Saturday during that.
Yeah, you're going up to the Seahawks game this
weekend?
I am
going up to the Seahawks game.
That'll be fun.
Ran into tickets.
You have seeing a lot of Cougar and Husky fans.
If the game was in Seattle, you'd be more in the mix. You are technically in enemy territory, but the game's in Pullman. That's a long ways away.
Well, the game's in Pullman, yeah. So that means they'll be...
Not there.
Watch parties or
something? Well, we're going to be at a German beer hall in Capitol Hill. So
you think you have a lot of Cougar fans?
How hammered is Swag going to be tomorrow night? That's the poll question of the final.
What
hour
text
of the show.
Is he going to send us to make us go? Oh God, Jason's gone.
You make it home all right? You charge that car tonight, please. Make sure you arrive back on I-5 after the game on Sunday.
I'm not driving.
You're not. Oh, there you go.
My buddy's driving.
I'm not suggesting you hit on women. I'm just saying, how drunk do you get at a bar when you turn to somebody and go, "It's Swag, baby"? Because I do have you doing that.
Give it a
peekaboo.
No.
Peering the glasses down to the end of the nose. It's swag.
That's swag to you, darling.
It's swag, baby.
Absolutely.
Darling. We have a lot to get to. Are they really going to tighten this up? And if they do, how will that look? No, belt's not getting any tighter these days.
I love meat.
Well, Spring the Line coming up at 9:30. So get those fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. That is the Fan Text Line. Do some gambling at the bottom of the hour.
I have an awkward confession to tell you guys.
Yeah.
So it's starting to get a little chilly when we leave in the morning, right?
And it is.
Yes.
They're saying there may or may not be rain, but it's still warm.
It's sweatshirt weather for me now in the morning because it's like 50 degrees when 50s. I walk out of the house.
Same.
That's cold.
Crisp.
Same.
Crisp.
Yeah. I'm encountering a pant problem, and I hate belts. So I'm a little concerned of what I'm going to do.
I hate belts as well.
Why do you hate belts? What's the anti-belt thing?
Wear pants that fit you.
Yeah.
Am I tucking a t-shirt into my pants?
No.
Do you wear a belt if it's not a suit?
I will always wear a belt.
Really?
Golf shorts, belt, yeah. Golf pants,
how
belt.
How big are your pants?
They're not that big. I just like the feeling of having a belt.
But you got to undo them when you take a leak.
It takes is that a lot of time?
And then it's like just flapping out there, and you're like, well, is there going to get any drops on it? Or do you got to hold it? You got to tug it in your pocket?
There's a strategy here. You just got to hold it off to the side. You don't pee on your belt.
I hate belts, dude.
No belts.
I'm so anti-belt. And here's the other problem.
Now, what's your beef with belts, Swag? Why don't you like belts? You don't like the way it feels?
Have you ever had a good belt?
You ever wear like one of those comfy golf belts?
And how tight are we putting the belt?
I mean, not that tight. Enough so my pants don't fall down. I have an odd shaped body. I have short legs and a big waist. Okay. So finding pants that fit me is not an easy thing to do. Like I have to have wider waist area, but then the pant leg also has to fit. So sometimes the hips are I have to have a belt to keep my pants up.
Are you like a 40-29?
I'm not quite a 40, but we're close. We're close. And I'm hey, jackass. I'm a 32. Okay.
And yeah, right.
Maybe a 30. Maybe it's a 30.
He's more upset about the inseam than the waist.
Oh, yeah, dude, I don't care about the waist. Without a doubt. Maybe it's a 30, all right? Maybe I gave myself an inch or two there.
My other problem is I don't like wearing jeans anymore. I hate that material on my skin.
It doesn't breathe.
I don't wear jeans anymore. That I'm with you on. I can't tell you the last time I wore a pair of jeans.
So I don't have enough
one pair of jeans. That's it.
Yeah, the reason I don't wear a lot of belts in the winter is that I go, but like athletic pants or like Lululemon pants are phenomenal. They're comfortable.
Mike McDaniel specials.
I mean, they're delightful. They don't have to be just those type of pants that are like look a little bit better than sweatpants, but they are technically sweatpants. But does it look like you're
tapered
a lazy
at the
bum?
Bottom?
Now, do you go joggers at the bottom?
Without a doubt, I'm a big jogger guy at the bottom, and then you don't need a belt with those kind of pants. Those ones will stay up, but I might have to do the rope tie.
The what?
You know how it comes with the string? You got to just make sure they're staying up. I don't want pants falling down. Keep your pants up, buddy.
Again, why do you need to tie that?
Maybe you should pull your pants up, okay?
Do you not have hips?
Yeah, I'm very confused by your tying and belt support you need. Nice snort there on the air. I'm very confused by this.
I have an odd-shaped body. What do you want from me here, okay? I have no control over this. I didn't choose this lifestyle. I want longer legs, man. You're
mad at mom or dad for that?
Mostly dad, dude. Okay. He's like 6'2". I got hosed.
Why are you mad at your dad?
Because where's the height gene? He's tall.
I think your mom, she was the one in the oven.
I mean, technically, I should probably be mad at grandparents. Isn't that how it works?
Are your grandparents? I don't know. That's usually hair. I don't know if that's height, too.
Yeah, hair is,
I'm still the runt in my family.
Your brother's not much taller than you, if at all.
He's legitimate. No, my brother's 6'4".
Oh, your brother, yeah.
Your brother, we met him.
Yes, he is 6'4".
He's 6'4"?
I was eye level with him. You're lying. Your
dad is
Dame Lillard, 6'4".
The nephews.
Your dad feels bigger to me when I met him versus your brother. Taller.
Now, this can have a, somebody said, I have no ass, belt required. Yeah, I think if you got a small ass, belts are needed.
If you're built like Jeff Rust, you need a belt.
Yeah, you got to have a belt. Also, this is where I actually will agree with you here. You don't take it off. You just undo it and then hold it to the side while you take a pee. But basically said you don't have to undo your belt to take a leak. Have you ever heard of a fly? I don't go through the gate.
I
go
get
over
nervous.
The fence.
There's something about Mary, PTSD.
Yeah, I got a, I pulled out.
Had to get...
Now, they're not like around my ankles.
Frank.
I'm not like an 8-year-old here standing at the bat. They don't, pull them all the way down, like with bare butt cheeks out. But you got to pull your pants down to take a pee. You can't go through.
Pull them down.
I mean, you got like in the front, you go over the top of the fence. You don't go through the gate.
Well, I agree with that.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We're in agreement on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Seeing a grown man with pants at ankles to go to the bathroom would be
try that
alarming, and I would probably laugh out loud.
Also, if you're doing that at like a urinal, how much pee are getting on those pants? Because there's always a little bit of splashback in the urinal. Oh, there's always the reverberation. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be happy about that. But yeah, I just, I'm anti-belt. I don't like the way jeans feel, and I don't have enough non-jeans. I become guy who wears same three pants every week, and I feel odd about that, like I'm being judged.
Nah, I'm not judging.
Even
nobody
though
pays attention.
Probably in my own head.
That's one of those things you think to yourself, and then nobody outside of that ever cares or notices. You built that up in your head. If you would have told me how many pairs of pants do I wear, Dirt, I don't know, 10? I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is I have that more with my pants than I do shirts, because it's not like I have a closet of 9,000 shirts. You probably see in the videos and on the YouTubes, like I tend to wear the same like 13 to 14 shirts.
I think my rotation of t-shirts right now is legitimately five. I have five that I feel good about that fit that I like.
You need to expand that.
Well, my body's expanded, so some of the shirts don't
much
fit
like
anymore.
Your jeans. You need to expand the shirt portfolio.
Hey, so who's under pressure in college football this weekend? Huh?
Your belt.
Yeah. Hold it up. Hold it together. Okay. Hold it up. Don't let it fall. I gave Nebraska earlier today. Is there a team for you? Now you can give
Oklahoma.
Me like... Oklahoma's under more pressure for you?
Yeah, buddy.
Even though they beat Michigan a couple weeks ago and they're 3-0 and they're ranked number 11 in the country?
I think people think Michigan is at best a 9-3 and probably a 7-8 win team because of the freshman quarterback thing might bite them. Yeah, because they got Texas in 2 weeks. After you get past this game, you get a patsy and then it's Texas. And we know what that game... That might as well be church for the week for those people.
Yes.
That is everything to them. They've got a Heisman front runner right now. They got a new offense, but they have question marks about that offense that I wonder if Auburn can make rear ugly head. Hmm. And so here comes Jackson Arnold, the guy you cast aside. You said, you suck. We benched you.
The return of the prodigal son.
You're not good enough. Get out of here. Here comes our Washington State savior. Yeah, I would say Oklahoma and Venables because it's a nice start. I don't know if everybody in the fan base is breathing now like, okay, he's totally good. You need to win this game. You're at home. You're favored. You got Texas in 2 weeks. They look vulnerable. I think Oklahoma for me, okay. And we can go through other ranked, non-ranked matchups.
I'm just curious, like your pressure cooker of most pressure this weekend.
This is a ranked matchup, so it won't be a surprise if they lose. But I think for Indiana at home hosting Illinois, all the crap Cignetti has taken for his scheduling prowess. Okay, if you want to do that, when you get a top 10 team at home, you're essentially a touchdown favorite, 6.5. If you want us to believe in the ranking and all of those sorts of things, you better show up when you have a team that is probably of equal good, if not, you know, a little better talent-wise, but you got them on your home field. Otherwise, I don't ever want to hear about anything again when, okay, we're 8-0 or Google me, I just get wins. well, I could get wins if I scheduled like you, too.
So I'm looking forward to seeing Bielema because you know he takes this personal.
Oh, he for sure does. And by the way, Illinois has got USC at home next week, so that's a big one for them too. So is there a look ahead spot there? I don't think there will because they're going on the road in Indiana.
But no, Indiana.
I'm with you on that one because of it's not necessarily even how they schedule because we do give him flack, and I would say rightfully so for how he schedules in non-conference. But also, like, his whole thing at the end of the year last year of like we beat ranked teams. That's what we do around here. It's like you didn't beat a ranked team all year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You had a great year. You came out of nowhere. Like who? We thought Indiana was going to be in the playoff. You deserve flowers for that. But can we stop acting as if all you do is beat ranked teams? Because the one time you played one, they whooped your ass, and you weren't even in the game at the end of the first quarter on the road at Ohio State.
Oh, I think, man, I hope I have this stat right, but I've already been wrong a couple times today, so it's not been great.
Hey, did you know South Florida and Tulane are in the same conference?
Isn't his record, he is, like, undefeated against non-ranked teams, and his losses are all against ranked teams?
That sounds... I don't know how many they played at James Madison. Is that where he was from, right, James Madison?
Well, I'm going with Indiana tenure. I think at Indiana...
Well, so last year was his first year. Yeah. I legitimately don't think they played a ranked team all year.
So what I'm saying is when he did play him, he lost.
They rolled for one,
and then they took advantage of the non-ranked
teams.
And
then the Notre Dame game, obviously, was a ranked game in the college football playoff. I'm very excited for that. I also don't, like, and this is just kind of the early in the college football season for both those teams. I saw a good chunk of the Illinois versus Duke game.
Man, that second half.
That second half got out of hand. Boy, Manny Diaz, what happened there? I haven't watched a second of Indiana football this year. They have played Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. I haven't watched a second of it. So,
I mean, ask Virginia Tech about Old Dominion.
27-14 was the final of that one. Mendoza was a guy coming into the year. Hey, first round or number one overall pick potential kind of in the college football world. That one is very exciting for me. And then it ends, you know, Saturday night. One of Josh Pate's best bets on his Ramen Noodle Express is Michigan State covering the number against USC.
I was going to bring up, like, I actually think they're going to win, but, like,
it's a fun nightcap of, like,
look.
Yeah.
Do they struggle with Michigan State at home? Is it almost a 20-point favorite? That wouldn't surprise me, and I think they could also do the opposite, too, where if they handle their business and make Michigan State look as questionable or bad as they have in moments.
It's a big game for either coach either way that way, yeah.
I think people wake up, see the score, that follow the sport and, you know, wish they could vote on it but aren't allowed to, and they go, okay, man, USC might be taking that 9-10 win step this year with that schedule. Maybe they can beat Notre Dame and jump into a conversation that we didn't think we would have this year.
Fun little nightcap game. I do agree. I think that line's a little too big, a little disrespectful to Michigan State, who has been pretty good early on in the season. Not great, but pretty good early on in the year. So excited for that one at the end of Saturday night. Fun college football slate. It all begins tomorrow morning on the Big Nooner with Texas Tech and Utah. Gotta love a sport that kicks off at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. for us on a Saturday, and then the last game of the night kicks off at 8 p.m. Love college football Saturdays. Let's get to a couple of nuggies in the NFL. Are they really going to tighten this up? If they do, what is it look like? An update on an injured quarterback. Will he or will he not play? We'll get to those. Also, are the Seahawks going to go take care of business against the Saints? Saints are really bad. We'll dive into that. And then Spring Line, bottom of the hour. Back after this on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, Spring the Line coming up about 10 minutes from now. Get those fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. A couple of 0-1 starts. We'll see if we can rebound after the Dolphins last night cover the number against the Bills.
It was nice to remind myself finding three games and getting giddy about how excited I am about them. And I went, oh, wait, no, it's I have to pick two.
Sorry about the peer pressure.
No, it was him, actually. It was more
was it me?
It was you.
Okay. Yeah. Needle you a little bit?
You did. Yeah, you did. You pressed me. The clock was winding down.
I did.
You got 30 seconds. Make a call now. Do the drugs. Everybody loves it. Wait, what? So we'll do that coming up in 10 minutes. I saw this yesterday out of the National Football League. I'll get to that in a moment, but a quick update on one guy that we were curious of, and will he play? Talk about gambling angles. Does it change the gambling angle? I would imagine that it does. Adam Schefter reporting about an hour ago that Jane Daniels has not been spotted at all at practice today, signaling that he is unlikely he will be recovered from his knee sprain in time to start. They play the Las Vegas Raiders. If he's not able to go, not only do we get a Duck Bowl in Los Angeles, we get Marcus Mariota starting against the Las Vegas Raiders.
I lock the Raiders plus three in, but I'll tell you right now, even if Mariota ends up starting, I'm already like second guessing myself because he'll randomly have a really good game.
It's the Raider revenge game, don't you know? He was once a Raider.
Was he?
He was, yeah. He started a game against Herbert when Carr got hurt. I remember that was the first Duck Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
It was Herbert versus Mariota, and I want to say Mariota won the game. I think the Raiders won.
I think he looked good. I don't know if they won.
He might have looked good in that one.
He had like a couple tutties early and like, oh, look at that. And then it didn't end well. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was with the Raiders for a couple of years. That was his first stint after Atlanta.
I was going to say, can we name all the teams he's been on now? Because
well,
it's Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Who was second?
I think it was Atlanta.
Did he go straight to Atlanta or did he go to Vegas and then Atlanta?
Vegas.
All right, time to
command. Yeah, hold on.
Has it only been four teams?
I think it's only been four. I don't believe there's another one in there. But now that I say it out loud, I feel like he might have gone to Vegas to like reset himself with Gruden because he was there with Gruden.
Okay.
And then went to Atlanta.
I'll tell you what, man.
You were right.
Yes,
Tennessee,
that is correct.
Las Vegas.
Oh, we forgot a team in there.
We got the Eagles.
Oh, hold on.
The Philadelphia. Riggins gave it away. The Eagles. He was in Philly for a year. It was the backup behind Jalen Hurts in 2023. He got a soup. No, that was last year. I'm an idiot. Okay, I digress. He was in the Commanders last year.
Is there a Duck fan with every Mariota jersey?
Probably. There's probably one out there.
Hmm.
If you get them all autographed, that's pretty badass. But just to have them,
be a cool quilt.
Be a very cool quote.
Did he wear number 8 in every stop?
That I do not know.
Isn't he 18?
No.
Jaden.
He is number 8 in Washington. Yeah, that
right,
I know.
That's right.
I know he was 8 in Tennessee. The other ones, couldn't tell you.
Jaden's 5.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I saw this yesterday, and I'm wondering, like, what does it look like? Do we actually buy in that this is going to happen? And if it does, what's the impact? What do we make of the NFL spending all week instructing its officials to call the tush-push tight going forward?
I find it hilarious. I find it hilarious that they had to watch the same thing we watched, and they watched the refs not call it and not care. And look, I want to give the Eagles their credit on the front end of this, because I don't want Irving Park guy to fight you again today.
He already challenged me to a fight again today because I didn't like the shoe duck uniforms. He said, uh-oh, Dirt's out on the shoe duck uniforms? Noon, Irving Park again.
Boy, you and that guy.
Me and that guy, we're going to brouhaha one of these days.
See you in Selwood one day. Like, right now.
Hey, Dirt!
I'm just trying to get a smoothie, man.
Back alley K's right now.
You know, they won that game pretty clearly to me. Kelsey doesn't drop that pass and get picked. Who knows? But, like, also, that was incredibly frustrating as a viewer to watch a team have that egregious stuff happen on the offensive line and not be called for it. So I'm glad that they're, I guess...
Do we think they get, like, Do we get tush-push flags? They play the Rams this weekend.
No.
Because you know that they're going to run it. It's going to happen in every short-yardage situation.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a false start the way they did.
So you think they'll be more wise? Does it impact the way they're successfully running the play if they make sure they're not lined up in the neutral zone and they're not jumping off sides?
You buy they're going to call the neutral zone thing? Because
that's what I'm asking. Like,
that I'm more likely to see where the center is lined up over the ball or something like that. That'll be, lining up off sides. I think if they run the tush push more than once, because I think Philly got the memo, so they are going to dial it back at practice or get it, make sure that they are, because they know if they run it, they're going to be scrutinized.
Yes.
So the lining up thing, I think, is more where you'll get it. I think the false start thing, they either do false start or they don't.
I mean, the tough part with the false start thing, too, is how many tackles do you watch just on normal downs that you would argue jump off sides?
Yeah.
How many, what percentage
of time?
I mean,
the guards are right there next to the football, so if they're either giving a silent count or they hear, they're going on the noise. So if the center doesn't, right as soon as he hears the noise, snap it.
The Eagles players are claiming, too, that the defenders, their strategy now is essentially clapping or trying to mimic cadences while they're all in that dog pile ready,
but I
waiting
think the
for the
lining,
ball to get snapped.
The lining up piece will be the one that they get flagged
for. Here's the underrated thing. I didn't think about this till you brought it up. Mm-hmm. I did see the memo about watching things.
Their
from
memo
a ref
said,
standpoint.
Quote, anytime we have the situation we're in short yardage, this is what they said to officials, the NFL. We know we want to make sure that we officiate these plays. The offensive team has to be in a perfect in every aspect. The letter continued, we want to officiate it tight. We want it to be black and white and be as tight as we can when we get into the situation where teams are in the bunch position and we have to officiate them being onsides and movement early.
Here's my thing. Do we see two penalties on this, procedural penalties, where they're lining up over the ball? Like, do they do it where they, without saying it publicly, they weed out the play by calling
the penalty?
That's
what I'm asking about this.
Say,
like, this is interesting.
If they get two flags on it, do the Eagles go... And then they don't run it?
Third one is third and six all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Or
but
fourth and one is fourth
moment,
and six.
They stop running it because they've been called for two penalties. I just wonder if the NFL in a
That's why I'm asking.
If they
I'm wondering
can't
how this
execute
looks.
It, if, I think the NFL is hoping this clarification of the rules will take care of the matter. Now, if they readjust and they get everybody slightly back behind the football like they're supposed to be and they don't leave early and they still do it, then
the other part of it too that I genuinely wonder. Now they're great at running the play, and Hurts' lower body strength is a big part of that, no doubt. But if the Eagles are focusing on the letter of the law this week and knowing, okay, guards got to move back, we can't leave early. Does that delay their jump off the ball? Does that delay the impact of the play? Like, I have not gone through Zapruder film and watched every single one that they've run in slow motion to see how often the guards are lined up in the neutral zone and how often they jump early. I don't know if that happens 100% of the time, 10% of the time. I couldn't tell you. I just know what happened last weekend. And if they are focusing this week on moving back and not moving early, Do the Rams stuff them a couple of, like, do because we see teams Rams, start slowing it down? I have no clue. Yeah. I saw this yesterday. I'm like, this has become one of the most controversial things in the NFL. It will get talked about every week as long as the Eagles are good. Because you know they're going to be in big games and they're going to win a lot of games and they're going to run this in key situations. And it's going to get talked about. It's going to get banned this offseason because you know the NFL is going to trend that way.
I like that you're so confident.
Dude,
I
guarantee it. Mark it down on September 19th at 12, my computer's on Eastern time, 9:27 a.m. This play will get banned. But it's one to keep an eye on this weekend for me between the Rams and the Eagles.
Did we ever get to see Donald against the Tush Push?
I think so.
I would imagine he walked away, 2 years ago? How long has he been retired now?
I don't remember because if there's anybody I could think strong-wise. Yeah. But then again, Chris Jones has been active in it, and he can't stop
it. He couldn't do anything against
it. It's just Vita Vea.
Yeah, Vita Vea maybe. Yeah, 2023 was his last year, so he would have seen the Tush Push for sure. Yeah. They were in the Super Bowl in 2023.
Yeah.
Or 2022, was that the year they went and lost? I digress. Last thought on the NFL weekend. Seattle going to do what they're supposed to do against the Saints?
I could see that one being weird.
They had this
7.5 points, and that makes me nervous.
You know what game I remembered looking at this one this weekend? Remember when Danny Dimes went there and beat them last year, and they were a 6.5, 7-point favorite, and they lost at home to the Giants?
They've done a few of these in the past. The Cardinals have randomly gotten them when the Cardinals have sucked.
Do not have a boy. I can't imagine.
The Saints are not that far away from being 2-0. Like, they're not good.
They're not good.
They had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to tie it against the Cardinals. In the Niner game, yes, it was against Mac Jones. It was back and forth. Yeah.
Well, they also had the ball down 26-21 with a chance to take a lead.
But the thing the Saints don't do very well is stop the run, and the thing that the Seahawks have done pretty consistently through two games is run the football.
They
so,
against the Niners. What? They ran it all against the Niners?
I said consistently.
They did last week.
Well,
that's for
last
sure.
week.
I know.
Did you watch the Niners?
But
the
Saints not good against
the Niners. How'd it go against the Niners?
He bet on the Seahawks in the Niners.
But he said two games. They've done it consistently. I would say
they've been inconsistent because they've done it one of the two games.
That's what I would say.
But we'll see. That's one that I just
my theory.
don't let facts get in the way of a good argument.
Swag, doesn't it have all the makes?
It has all the makings. And
Spencer Rattler touchdown first quarter. You go, what's going on?
You're
going
to be there. You'll be in the building.
I will be in there. Yep.
Will there be a lot of gold in the stands? A lot of Saints fans?
I don't get that sense. One, that's a long trip. I don't know that Saints fans are all that fired up about this season to begin with.
Can I ask you a radio station potential poll question here? Sukanik says the Saints are a top five jersey in the NFL. And I said the Bucs rebrand was better than their old one because a lot of people harken back to old logos.
The creamsicle jerseys?
Yeah, but I think the rebrand was better. I think we romanticized the creamsicles. They were losers in them.
You like the pewter power?
I think the new logo and the red and the dark gray is better than the creamsicle.
Mm.
Which take is worse? Because I hadn't really considered the Saints as a top five uniform. I find it to just be black with one logo.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, do you go the white with gold numbers and the gold pants more for the Saints?
It's a good look.
I like their helmets.
Five.
I'm a big fan of their
helmets.
Helmets
are great. The fleur-de-lis is a great logo.
I don't know if I have a top five, though.
I don't think I go top five either. No. That's a little aggressive for me. I don't think I would say. Whose take is worse? Yeah.
He laughed at my take. He was like, even players like the throwback. And I'm like,
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I see your point about the picture in your head as a bad team because they were so bad when they wore those. I also think I like the Bucs' new logo. They had the era with Winston where it got too big and the flag was like the entire side of the helmet. And then they had to like shrink it back down. You're like, okay, that's back to normal. Give me John Gruden Bucs' new logo and I like it better.
Yeah, Brady.
I think I lean you here. I think saying Saints top five uniform is a worse take than that.
Really?
I think according to me and my hot uniform takes.
Because I do think we like the creamsicles when they say we're wearing them this week. But like, I remember being, and maybe I was younger, so that changes things. But I never saw it and was like, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I never was like, that a creamsicle and white with a weird guy and a knife in his mouth.
Let's get to Spring in the Line.
Loser.
Is anybody going to gamble on those creamsicles this weekend? We'll find out. Get your Spring in the Line fake sponsors in 503-864-6326. We'll do it now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spraggin' the lie.
0-1.
Spraggin' the lie.
Looking to go 2-0.
Spraggin' the lie brought to you by Bubblegut Burritos. Like food poisoning, his picks will give you the runs. Bubblegut Burritos would be a great name for a burrito food truck.
I'm trying to figure out my top five jerseys now. I am thinking about this.
In the NFL, it's hard because I just want to go back to classic looks. Like, you asked me five best jerseys in the NFL, I'd say like Cowboys, Niners, Packers, Steelers. If helmets count, Bengals. I throw the Bengals in there. I love their helmet.
I think the helmet's part of the uniform combo.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt Getting Food Poisoning. I get the same feeling every Friday morning after Sprague's picks. Ain't fun, man. What end is it coming out for you? Spring and Lime.
Dismal doesn't help with that.
No, it does not. Brought to you by, you can't count on much these days, but you can count on 3 Sprague losses every Friday at 9:30.
Whoa. 2-1 last week, bud.
How dared you take a shot at the Tulsa King. Spring and Lime brought to you by ordering a burrito, and then the restaurant gives your burrito to someone else. That happened, yeah.
That was a great burrito, though.
We've had a tough time with food the last 2 weeks, getting delivered to the wrong location or just giving our food away.
Yeah.
Spring and Lime brought to you by the possibility of food poisoning from fast food. Still better odds than a Sprague pick. Also, Sprague, please pick the Titans.
Staying away, dude. I'm so done with the Colts stuff.
Spring and Lime brought to you by BG's. Like a Sprague pick, you eat Taco Bell. Sometimes it comes up snake eyes and your tar star doesn't forgive you.
You know, this is great, but I want one listener who texted in on our Tuesday show that you missed and said, you know, you guys talk a lot about vomit and diarrhea. You do it more than primetime hits fart drops.
Oh.
And I was like, well, actually didn't respond, but I'm being
I can't remember. We don't talk about vomit that often. I talk about my stomach troubles because I have stomach troubles. I'm just trying to be honest and open, man.
I think it's the time slot.
Eating breakfast.
No sleep and a ton of caffeine.
Also, grow up, Peter Pan. What, you too cool for poop talk?
How dare you? I'm offended. Don't talk about farts.
I try to sway us away from it.
I'm not sure if you know this. Everybody farts. Did you know everybody poops?
Not my wife.
Should have smelled mine last night. They were bad. Spring Lime brought to you by Suspenders because you'll need them when you lose your ass following his bets. All right. Here's how we did last week, gentlemen. A great week for the trio.
Yeah.
Swigard 3-0 hit on the Patriots plus 1.5 at the Dolphins, the Chargers minus 3.5 on Monday night, and the Lions laying the big wood against the Bears. Mm-hmm. Brandon Sprague, you had a 2-1 weekend, hitting on the Steelers plus 3 the Seahawks plus 3 in Pittsburgh, and the Ravens laying the big wood at home against the Browns, and you lost the Bronco pick. I also lost the Bronco pick and hit on the Chargers and the Lions. So, season standings. I'm not counting last night's game yet because those don't get thrown until next Monday.
You like to wait.
I got to wait. And, week's not over yet. So after the weekend of last weekend, Swag is at 4-2. And you and I, Brandon Sprague, are at 3-3. Again, not counting the game from last night. The both of you picked Swag. The weekend winner was yours. And I know I got a bonus pick at the end, but that's fine. I'll give you two at the end. T-Box is yours.
I don't like the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are likely to be without three of their starting offensive linemen. I don't want to touch the side because it's right at a touchdown, but under 43.5, the Jets are going with backup quarterback Tyrod Taylor. The Buccaneers know their defense is going to have to hold up that end of the bargain. It's going to be heavily reliant probably on the rushing attack and see if they can bait them into – they're going to have to come up with something. But the Jets' defense is still good at the end of the day. I see under 43.5 for that one.
Under 43.5, Sprague, the next pick is yours.
You nervous about that one there, Bob?
I mean, I didn't want to say it because we all do it because we try and it's like the analytic thing of trying to tie ourselves into making, like, is the Jets defense good? They got torched by Aaron Rodgers.
And Josh Allen.
So, but you bet whatever you want.
He's 4-2.
He's 4-2.
You're 3-3.
He's got a winning record. I don't have a win. Well,
pipe down there, shorty.
I'm gonna sit down and shut up.
I didn't say they're like stellar, but they're still.
It's okay. You don't need to. You make your pick.
I'll go next. I'm taller. Yeah. We'll start here.
He's got a 34-inch inseam there.
All right. Let's just do this. Jake Browning.
This one's probably a loss.
I'm already on one, so that's not a bad point. Jake Browning, Brian Flores.
Yes.
And J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz. Minnesota -3 at home against the Bungles, who are going to lose to the Jags at home. Like it? I love it. Mm. Vikings -3.
My first pick of the week, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it. I don't really care. I'm riding a heater until they buck me off. I'm not walking away from this table. I'm 2-0 on the season gambling this team, and they're sub a field goal at home, which is essentially a road game, but that doesn't matter. I think they're one of the better teams in the AFC. I love the way they're playing defensively, and I trust the hell out of their quarterback more than I trust the other quarterback. Less than a field goal line, I'm all over it. Chargers -2.5 in the Duck Bowl in L.A. against the Denver Broncos.
You hate Bo Nix.
Final pick. The Falcons defense got the message from the coaching staff in their last game to get to 1-1. It's not that large of a road trip to go up to Carolina. And boy, I think that defense is going to get turned. They're going to be just licking their chops and seeing how bad the offensive line is for the Panthers. Give me the Falcons -5.5 on the road.
I love that. The unfortunate nature of picking a game yesterday is that I don't have 3 full picks today for this segment, and I'm never going to do that again.
Sorry.
Again, I made my own decisions. I'm an adult, okay? I love the Texans going on the road, but I'm going to take a different road team here. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to bet that one on my own. Look, you guys know I'm not a big fan. I think this game's going to get ugly, but I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that Steeler -1.5 on the road at New England. I think New England is not
that
great. I think Miami should have won that game, but their special teams blows.
What's the line, 1.5?
It's Steelers -1.5. So to me, that screams, I just need the Steelers to win, because how many teams win by one? I'll take the Steelers -1.5.
All right, my next pick, you're not going to touch it, but you will gamble it. I will throw it in there. You know, we talked about them yesterday. I'm not quite sure how to feel about them at this state and where they're going, but there's more trust than I have on the other side. Plus, I'm getting points. I don't think the opposing team should be favored against essentially anybody. The Texans are going on the road to Jacksonville this weekend. They're 0-2, desperation mode. I think they win the game outright. I'm going to bet the money line, but +1.5, I'll take it. Texans on the road, +1.5.
Just for the record, real quick, factoid, teams that are 0-2 taking on teams that are 1-1, 70% against the spread.
They covered a high number.
They covered a high number.
I contemplated gambling the New Orleans Saints because of that fact. I'm not going to
and
do it, though.
And it's 7.5.
It's a lot of points. My balls are not that big, unfortunately. I have tiny balls, and my tiny balls will take you to Philadelphia.
Heard about the inseam.
For the final pick. Look, the tush-push stuff, are they going to officiate it differently? Is it going to be tight? Are they going to call penalties? I just think the Eagles, because of their lack of passing attack, are going to play in a lot of close games. And I'm going to get the hook in this in a playoff rematch in a game that went down to the wire. Of all the teams in the playoffs last year, nobody pushed them harder than the Rams did. The Rams have not been great, but I think their defense has been good at the start of the year. They are 2-0, and they got the ability to make big plays at quarterback and wide receiver. I like the Rams getting 3.5 on the road in Philadelphia, so that would be my last pick. And there you go. So spring and line picks. Both you guys had the Bills last night, so you're for one. Swag, your other pick. Bucks, Jets under 43.5.
Yes.
And the Falcons -5.5 in Carolina.
Yes.
Sprager, you are on the Vikings -3 at home against Cincinnati, and the Steelers -1.5 in New England. And my three picks are the Chargers -2.5 against the Broncos, the Texans +1.5 in Jacksonville, and the Rams +3.5 in Philadelphia. Spring and line every Friday. Brought to you by Chicken Nuggets. After eating Teddy's leftover nuggies, you get nervous about your picks. Eating a nervous bird makes nervous bets.
It's chicken.
That's a good poll.
That'll do it for us on Sprague and the Line Picks. Let's wrap it up. Send you on your way on a Friday next, 105.1 FM The Fan. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Happy Football Friday, everybody. Boy, is next Friday going to be a big Football Friday. It's going to be a Flop Shot Friday, too.
Did you see the story about our old girl, Rebecca Black?
No.
Swag, did you see this?
What's she up to?
No.
She was on tour with Katy Perry. She was the opener for Katy Perry.
Good for her.
She's big enough to be the opener for Katy Perry. Do people like Katy Perry?
I don't think people do like Katy Perry anymore.
Nobody likes Katy Perry anymore, right?
Orlando Bloom certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
She basically said it was such a depressing tour to be on that the only thing she had to look forward to was hooking up with random female fans.
Oh. Okay.
I was like, we play your song every Friday. It's cool, fun fact.
Didn't see that twist coming.
I didn't either.
No,
I was like, oh, Rebecca Black's in the headlines. What's this? Oh.
Is she a both teams person?
I couldn't get a read on it.
Just, you know, a lot of drugs on tour and that you're just experimenting?
Don't
is that
know
like
if, no,
what you're
I
into?
Think it was a pretty clear cut.
This is what I want. This is what I like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about that? I didn't. Okay. Look at that.
Watch out, LeBron James.
It's Friday,
Marco Tuesday.
First of all, happy International Women's Day.
Hell yeah, brother.
before we get to the football stuff, we're almost done, Swag. Don't worry. We're almost there. I do want to give two quick mentions to things that will be starting or going on tonight.
Okay.
One I cannot watch, so therefore I will not be watching. The other one I will be watching, although I probably don't want to watch it, but I feel like I owe it to this person in order to watch.
A lot of caveats here.
Mariners are playing a big series in Houston, so good luck to all of our Mariner fans out there.
Now, they are on Sunday Night Baseball, so I'll see
they are.
That
one. I will watch. Yeah. Well, yes. What's the Sunday Night game again this week?
Chiefs and Giants.
Yeah, I'm watching that. So Mariners playing a big series in Houston this weekend. Good luck to our M's fans. I know it means a lot to you. And then the other one that I will be watching tonight, just because I have to. He deserves that from me. Clayton Kershaw is making his last start in Dodger Stadium. Well, playoffs, he might make one. But in the regular season, last start in Dodger Stadium, it is against my team. I quit on baseball 6 weeks ago. I haven't been watching any games. I saw that they had one hit last night. But I will be tuning in tonight to watch because he deserves it, man.
I'm a little upset this one's on Apple TV.
Oh, it's an Apple TV game? Well, yeah. I have Apple TV so
I
far.
Do, too.
I actually enjoy Apple TV games.
Me, too.
The picture quality is phenomenal.
They're really good with sports.
So good, man.
I'll have to watch this one. Well, it's date night with the wife tonight. We got to.
You're going to miss Kershaw's last start?
This was planned
before. We're calling a hot
before.
Route? Hot route! Kershaw! Well,
I'll take it in on the...
What are you doing on a date night?
Yeah, where are you guys going? Can we come follow along? Can we tag along?
Are your date nights to the point where you're going to restaurants not talking to each other, or what do you do?
No, a friend of hers that's been involved in some of the theater, he also sings, so he is at an establishment, will actually be in the Selwood area.
Hey, look at that. Come hang out.
And he's performing, so we're going down and having some cocktails and some dinner. And
okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a delightful Friday night.
Exactly. I'm excited. I get to see my first match of Nottingham Forest Saturday morning before the college football
7
kicks
a.m.
off. 7 a.m.
I think we need to carve out time Monday for a full report.
On Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Against Burnley.
who are they playing?
Burnley.
Burnley?
Absolutely.
Burnley. Is Burnley a good team?
And I get to watch the Nelson Hawks try to beat Mountainside tonight.
Look at that. Little Friday Night Lights, baby. Well, that'll do it for us, folks. If you're going down to Eugene tomorrow...
Drive safely.
I'll be there. Show starts at 8 a.m.
Yes.
Early bird gets the worm for me tomorrow. A little leftover pizza in the car drive down. This could be good. Hopefully the stomach handles it okay. We are going to be on the air from 8 to 10 tomorrow. The Civil War kicks off at noon. It'll be a full football Saturday of Duck football. Somebody's doing something to Sprague in the
I got Patrick waving his little arms, and I've got hip thrusting by Danny. I don't know what to do with this.
Hip thrusting, huh?
Yeah. Right in my face.
How's his pump look?
It's a good pump.
It's a good pump. Forceful pump.
I don't think he has pants stand up issues.
He's got drawstrings.
He's got drawstrings, yeah.
I think you drop your pants on the floor when you pee. I think you're your pants on the floor guy. Look at my butt. Look at my butt. I'm a real boy.
What's your name? Write it on the wall.
We need to get out of here.
That'll do it for us. Thanks so much for being a part of our Friday, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Good luck to all of your teams. Like the YouTube video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Moring is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.